in the modeling report, the forthcoming modeling report, the recharge areas will be, simulated recharge areas will be identified.
And it'll be up to individual jurisdictions to look at your model and decide what to do.
That's correct. We're a non-regulatory federal agency. We supply the scientific information to Sonoma County Water Agency and the other stakeholders, and then they make their decisions.
Okay, thank you. Are there areas that you can identify on one of your maps that are the main recharge areas for us?
Not yet.
I have two related questions. The first is, you said limited mixing between shallow and deep zones. How do you define shallow and deep?
Shallow is less than 150 feet. Deep is greater than 150 feet.
And then the other is, with respect to the constituents of concern, did you see any vertical distributions or trends that in things like arsenic or boron with the depths?
You know, I'll say probably not, but I don't know that for sure, because I'm guessing most of them were from production wells, which is be a bulk sample. Only a few of the samples we got were depth dependent. I'd say maybe six.
I have a question to your comment. I don't think anyone would disagree water flows downhill, but you were mentioning as it flows downhill and recharges that the trees are quite important to establish recharge. Have you done any studies, or are there any studies to look at the effects of deforestation on the hillsides and effects on recharge? That is a big issue in this area. Thank you.
Indirectly, we use land use data for the watershed model, and I don't know this for sure. The watershed modeler isn't here, but if there was change in land cover due to timber harvesting, that would be reflected in the land use data. But to say for sure that it was, I don't know.
Oh, I have two questions. The first one is, are you collecting data on how much groundwater is being exported one case at a time in form of wine? I mean, this is a serious question.
I
would like to know if anyone is collecting data on how much of our water is being exported out of the county in the form of cases and cases of wine. It's the first question. I think a lot of us think that that's important before we allow more vineyards to go in, especially in the West County. And when the bond Proposition 50 was passed, I spoke to the Technical Review Committee and told them that groundwater management, assessment and management was one of the most important things, and they changed the terms of the grants. So those who had that as part of the plan were more able to get funds to do these studies, because I think it's very important. And I know that your organization is just based on science, but having paid attention to water, wastewater, watersheds for the past 10 years and taking a look at corruption in government from the local level to the federal level, I have to wonder what really happened, because I believe your study was supposed to be completed about 3 years ago, and I wondered if the casino coming into Ronert Park might have been a factor in influencing the timing of your report.
No, it wasn't. When we first started this, the casino, I don't think, was even on the radar. Okay, I'll be honest, I'm not the most aware person, so yeah, I know that there's a casino going in. Maybe it's just about ready to open. Is that right? I think the guy on my plane was going to apply to be a pit boss, so I'm assuming it's about ready to be open. So, but no, it was not the. I'm sorry it was late, but it had nothing to do with the casino.
I had a question concerning you when you were talking about the primary discharge. You had some estimates for municipal, agricultural, and domestic pumping. And I noticed there's a huge variation in those numbers. I think these were estimated numbers?
The ag and domestic pumping were estimated, but the municipal is reported.
Okay. Would domestic mean people who, homes that are outside a municipal district? In other words, a municipal water system would be the municipal pumping, so that would be like rural areas?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
I'm presuming on your cross-sections and 3D depth-to-basement modeling from gravity that basement is defined as these very old marine sediments characterized as Franciscan complex?
Franciscan or, yeah, bedrock like that, yes.
Right. Now, the Franciscan is composed of a lot of metasedimentary rocks, mostly sandstone. Does the sandstone have any significant porosity, permeability in the sense of groundwater resources that can be part of your budgeting?
We assume that the Franciscan and the other bedrocks were non-water bearing. There may be some flow in them, but it's not significant in terms of water bearing formations.
What were the effects of climate change on the Santa Rosa Plain? You said you studied climate change effects.
The report is still in draft mode, and I'll be honest, I don't remember the results. I can tell you that they've been done. We looked at various climate change scenarios. We're working with, or I should say we, the modelers were working with other USGS colleagues that were looking at jittering potential recharge distributions or precipitation distributions for various CO2 scenarios and for about 100 years into the future, but I don't know exactly what the results were.
I think you said something that you'd monitored about 1,500 wells since 1951. Did you find that any wells had gone dry?
I don't think any of the wells we used, because the data we presented were primarily from the 70s to 2010. So, no, I don't believe any of the wells did go dry.
The cross-section that you showed of the Sebastopol Fault shows limited movement across the fault at the southern end of that side of the plain. Does the same condition maintain as you move north up towards the Russian River, or is there more connection between the Atascadero-Green Valley system and the Santa Rosa Plain as you move further north?
I believe that we're assuming in the model that there is still limited flow as you move north. But is that a fact? I don't know for sure. I mean, the data are sparse up there. But if we extrapolate north, then there would be a barrier to flow as you move along the into the Healdsburg area.
Thank you. I understand USGS is developing a model that will allow groundwater to be modeled, flows to be modeled, assuming, will it allow modeling for any kind of new development that's done in the plain?
Yes. I mean, you can incorporate a change in, say, land use in the model. You can incorporate, let's say, assuming increased pumping, a change in pumping distribution. Yes, you can address those things.
So my question really has to do with who actually would do that modeling. Would that be USGS or, say somebody proposes a new shopping center or whatever. Who actually could use your model in order to do that modeling?
Well, once the report is published, only until that report is published, at that time the model is in the public domain. It'll be posted or it'll be available to the public. Now, is it for the layperson to use? No. We will be supplying it to Sonoma County Water Agency, and I'm assuming that they will be doing some simulations of interest to them and potentially for their other stakeholders.
Understand. Thank you.
Hi, I had a comment on one slide that you had and then a question on another slide. You had one slide that showed Mark West Creek, and you only had 5 years of data, and you extrapolated back you might want to check with the locals on Mark West Creek, because I think there used to be a lot more water in that creek in the past. And my question is, you had constituents of concern slide, and one said 2% nitrate. You were concerned about 2% nitrate. Could you talk about where that was and what the concern was?
Well, 2% of the samples that we collected were had concentrations greater than the whatever the MCL 10 or 10 milligrams per liter. Off the top of my head, where those were, I don't remember. I'm not even sure. Those data may be in the appendix of the report, which is quite extensive. But what that meant is that 2% of the wells sampled had concentrations greater than the MCL. Now, what did you say about the Mark West Creek?
You had a slide that said Mark West Creek.
At Mirabel?
You only had 5 years of data,
correct.
And then you extrapolated way back to 30 years.
Using the, right?
Yeah, I was going to say be careful about that, because it seems to me there's a lot more water in that creek in the past. You might want to check with the locals.
Thank you. We live in an area that's prone to droughts, and some people think that aquifer recharge is a good thing to have, but in flat areas where people might be developing and changing the land use, putting more permeable substance down and blocking that aquifer recharge, what can the public do to assure itself that it's going to have viable water supplies in the future for those people that have wells? People that live near creeks and things, what can we do? Developers and politicians may not consider us stakeholders.
He left. The supervisor was right back there.
I think just to echo something that Tracy said earlier, and Tracy, correct me if I'm wrong, but the USGS really focuses on the science and not management prescriptions. Is that accurate to what you said earlier?
We're not a regulatory, we aren't a policy body. I mean... Okay, so what can the public do to protect themselves? I guess to become involved. I mean, you're coming to this meeting. Yeah, there's representatives from Sonoma County Water Agency here. There's representatives from the various cities here.
Flow GS flow model that is forthcoming is a model that explicitly recognizes the interaction between surface water and groundwater, such that one has a tool, you know, not a perfect tool, it's not reality, but it's our best representation of it, that allows one to actually look at the interaction between, if I pump more here, how does that affect surface water, stream flow here? If I change the land use here, how does it affect recharge? Therefore, how does it affect surface water and groundwater? So explicitly recognizing that water is one resource is from the USGS perspective what the role the science plays, and there's tools such as the model we've developed that I think can help illuminate that. They don't make the decisions, but they can explicitly show the cause and effect of different actions.
It's certainly an important question. Just a reminder of what I had mentioned briefly earlier is that there is an ongoing groundwater management planning process taking place right now. Again, just by a show of hands, those who are on the Basin Advisory Panel or the Technical Advisory Committee, could you just raise your hands really quick? So many stakeholders working on this groundwater management plan closely with the agency right now. I would encourage you to talk to them tonight and introduce yourself to some of them, and you can learn more about that process and what's going on, because that's certainly an important question. So,
just a kind of a follow-up on that concern is, did USGS do a study on the well depth over time? Well depths over time?
We did not. I mean, we took the construction information that was reported, and just used it directly. There's no study on, like, time varying as time goes on, they get deeper. Is that the question? Basically, the question. But no, we did not.
And just another question: the chloride. Can you tell us a little bit more about the how does that manifest itself? What was the actual chemical structure?
Well, chloride is chloride. I mean, it's probably from sodium chloride salt.
Did it exist on its by itself and not as a salt? Or are you talking about the salt, sodium chloride?
Well, the salt, sodium chloride.
Yeah, okay.
And that's chloride is indicative of salt. And the sources could be agricultural return flow. It could be septic tank effluent. It could be leaky sewer pipes. There's various potential sources. But again, I think it was, 2% of the samples were greater than the 250 milligrams per liter.
Yeah, it was sort of related to the other question, and I guess you answered in part that you haven't studied the relative depth of the wells or I see there were three plots that showed water depths at three different points in time, 51 and 70 and 2010. Is there any effort to push that forward to continue monitoring that, I guess?
Well, the water levels are being monitored. The hydrographs go through 2010, and the water levels continue being monitored by DWR local entities. So those data are still being collected, but you got to cut it off somewhere.